WRQT, or TQ, sorry, 274. This is WRKU 327 calling.
Hey, good morning, Wes. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. Yeah, I have a funny way of remembering your prefix of your call sign, but I'm not going to say it. I might get in trouble.
Well, now I'm going to be curious. You're going to have to, like, email it to me or something.
Well, the first time I heard your call sign on the air, okay, I'm going to risk it. The first time I heard your call sign on the air, I thought I heard WRQT, not WRTQ. And I thought to myself, well, how apropos, because she's a QT. Once I met you, I went, yeah, she's a QT. But anyway, it's TQ, but that's how I remember.
You know, you crack me up with that. I have a friend who their call sign, hold on 1 second. Sorry, I had to turn down a scanner that was going to offer some lovely backfeeding. I have a friend whose call sign is, mine's WRTQ and theirs is WRQT. And for the longest time, I used to get it backwards because I'm so used to saying my own call sign. But yeah, WRTQ274 is indeed my call sign.
Yeah, I was thinking it was QT because you're, you know, being a cutie. But then when I heard you, I don't know, a couple of weeks back or a month or two back, I went, oh no, it's actually TQ. Okay, but it's funny how we can have the most convoluted methods of remembering things, as long as you make a story out of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's human nature. The way that I remember some things would probably make absolutely no sense to other people, but to me, that's just how my brain works.
Yeah, the trick is to come up with a method. So there's a method to our madness, for sure. Anyway, I'm just heading into town myself. It's a beautiful day. My goodness. It's going to be 85 degrees, and my car's telling me that, but absolutely gorgeous, and I'm going to run a few errands and try not to get into too much trouble.
Nice. Yeah, I just got back from Eugene, and I'm off the rest of the week now. Current temperature, according to my car, is 86, and from what I was reading, we're supposed to be in the high 90s.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I noticed on my little thermometer at home, yesterday it maxed out at 101. I think it was yesterday. I have to reset it because it'll register the highs and the lows. So I reset it this morning, so we'll see what we get to today. But anyway, that's good. You get some days off. You probably need it. I listen a lot more than I speak out here, and I notice you whipping through town and some of the locations you've touched on during the day, and I think, holy mackerel, she is on the go. But anyway, if you ever need to stop and relax before you go home, we could stop in town or anywhere you want and have a cool beverage and just shoot the breeze or whatever. That's fine by me. But I know that usually by the time you get to Grants Pass, you're probably jonesing to get home, I would think. At least that's the way I would be.
Yeah, I do drive a lot. Ironically, I meant to take the entire week off, but I got my dates wrong, and so I ended up working this morning, and I was, like, laughing. I was like, well, I could have had 10 days off in a row, but whatever. You know, I work for myself, so I don't really care. Not that big of a deal. But, yeah, I do drive a lot, and most of the time I'm on the road by 4 in the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning, and then I typically, by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. I spend 12-hour days out. But, yeah, it would be nice to get together and grab a drink with you or something. I don't drink alcohol or anything, so it would just have to be like a ice cream float or something like that, you know. But, yeah, we'll definitely get together and hang out and chit-chat.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I I have a Dutch Brothers of a $5 gift card that was given me for my birthday, and I never go to, I love Dutch Brothers, but I just never go there. I mean, I like the concept of Dutch Brothers. I like the business model and all that, but for the last 15 years or so, I get shipped green coffee beans from a roaster up in Eugene, who I met on an airplane many, many years ago. And he explained to me how I could roast at home, so I've just been roasting my own beans. I never go to Dutch Brothers, so it's going to be a long time before I use that little gift card, unless you know, that your kind of thing, I imagine. Seems like a lot of people like that, you know, those delicious coffee drinks.
Okay, so this is probably going to be very, very surprising to you, but I do not drink coffee at all. I'm one of those people that I just naturally wake up and then I'm all super up and, like, ready to go, and people all the time are like, oh, you're one of those annoying morning people because you wake up and you're happy.
That's awesome. Wow, good for you. That's fantastic. Yeah, no, that's it. That's the way we... That's probably the way we would be if we were not, you know, inundated with cares and concerns and bad eating habits and sleeping habits and, you know, to take us down like a pack of wolves on a deer. That sounds like you spring out of bed at 4 a.m. and you're, that's pretty cool. I'm happy for you.
Well, ironically, when I wake up every morning, I instantly chug a quart of water. Yes, an entire quart of water. I have a quart jar that I keep by my bed, and I drink that, and that wakes you up. And then I just get up and do my thing and head out to work and stuff. I mean, I've already driven to Eugene, Roseburg, and Winston today, and I'm just coming through Grants Pass, passing the hospital, heading back out towards CJ. And I'll be off the rest of the week, all the way till next Monday.
Oh, that's cool. Well, good. That's awesome. So you got all that in, and it's not even noon yet. Well, I'll be in CJ. I usually go there Wednesday night at 5 o'clock at the Wild River Pizza for their little open mic there. It's a pretty good one. A lot of really nice people, and so that's my brush with CJ happens once a week on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I remember chatting with you a couple of times on Wednesdays. Are you a licensed TAM as well?
KD6EIR.
Okay, so if you look up my ham call sign on QRZ, you'll find an email address for me, and I don't like to put out certain information over the air, but my ham call sign, if you can write it down, is K7NIF, so Kilo 7 November India Fox.
Okay, I'm driving now, but I have another method I could look it up. There's a really super stripped down little app on the internet where you throw in a Jim Ertz call sign and it's the FCC's database and it tells you if the person's a ham and what their call sign is. That would take me like 3 seconds to find if I forget it, but I could. That was Kilo 7 November India, or K7NIF, right?
That is correct, and I'm familiar with the method that you are speaking of because I have done that to track people down as well. You know, sometimes you got to dig to find somebody's call sign or how to get in touch with somebody.
Yeah, true that, you know. If you don't reach them out here, you just whip over to one of the ham repeaters and let her fly. Yeah, well, that's cool. I'll do that, and then I could shoot you more information. I'm like you, where I don't spill too much on the internet, I mean on the radio, but I've been trying to keep sort of a low profile, but it's not working. I dropped off Facebook for 5 years and just recently got back on. Because there's certain things you just can't find any other way. And if you don't have an actual login and an account, then they don't let you see it. So that's frustrating as all get out. And then I did this house concert 2 weeks ago. It got recorded, and my friends are like, "You gotta put it on YouTube." It's like, "No, I don't." They're like, "Yes, you do." So I finally made a YouTube channel a few days ago.
Nice. Yeah, Facebook has its place. I've considered leaving it, but then yeah, there's people that I have friends all over the world. And so, you know, I've got friends in Germany and stuff, and that's how I'm able to chat with them on the regular.
Oh, yeah. It's really good for that. That's cool. Yeah, definitely. I had a LinkedIn account. Well, I still have a LinkedIn account when I worked internationally and have a bunch of international friends on LinkedIn, but only a few of them have found me on Facebook. But, you know, different parts of the world. But it's fun to see some of their posts. One of my guys I used to work with in China, he, you know how when Facebook first came out and Instagram and all these other social media apps, people were fascinated with taking pictures of their meals? I think it kind of became a taboo, I think, but except not Billy La. My friend Billy in China, he's still, about every day I'll see pictures of what he's eating. It's kind of cool, too. It's like really cool Chinese stuff, you know, dim sum, et cetera.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people that are, you know, posting pictures of meals. And I myself am guilty of once in a while, like, hey, check out this awesome ribeye that I'm eating, you know, like a cowboy steak that weighs 3 pounds and is bloody rare to perfection, stuff like that. I'll post a picture of that.
Much to the chagrin of vegans, but yeah, that's I can't. I'm guilty of it too. I'll take pictures of like when I jar up a bunch of kimchi or something like that. I'll take a picture of sometimes a before and after of all the veggies that are all cut up in giant piles and bowls and everything, and then the finished jars later on. But anyways, well, I'm glad you got some time off. I'm just entering into town. I'll be hitting my first few destinations here in Grants Pass. So I'm going to bid you a farewell. Dear Jennifer, WRTQ, something, 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 WRKU327.
Thanks for the good laugh and the good conversation, Wes. It's WRTQ274. Find me and send me an email, and I'll send you some info that I think you'll enjoy. And have a wonderful day. WRTQ274, I'm going to be mobile and monitoring North Valley Repeater till I'm out of range.